Kylie from West Mackay, when have you rescued an animal?
Oh, well, I come home from work on Friday night, checking the pool filter, and I noticed a green frog. He was about the size of my palm. He was belly up in the swimming pool.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh, no. So I grabbed the little net and I fished him out and I put him on the rocks and greenery on the side. And he was still kind of laying there. I thought, oh, no. And then he wiggled and jumped up and hopped a couple of steps. I thought, yay, he's alive.
I tell you what, so, Di, amphibians end up in some funny spots.
Oh, for sure. And I thought, because they breathe through their skin, I thought, nah, salt water, some chemicals in there, he's not going to be very well. But I grabbed the hose and just lightly showered him for a while and he crouched down. And I haven't seen him since. So he's not there. So hopefully he's found
in
some
our
more
minds,
shelter somewhere.
He's living his froggy life.
He's turned into a prince.
Yes, darling thing.
Di, that's brilliant. Thanks for sharing.
That's okay, guys.
Katie from Shoal Point, when did you save an animal?
I almost saved an animal.
So you're an anti-hero.
Go on.
Tell us.
Tell us the story.
A possum got hit by a car and I pulled over to save it and I got so excited. I was like, yes, I get to save a little possum. And then it was just in shock. So when I got out of the car and went over to get it, it ran off into the bushes.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, you gave it the adrenaline boost it needed. You're a hero.
Like Deadpool.
Not Deadpool. You're a superhero. Katie, good on ya.
Well done, Katie.
Have you ever tried to save any other animals since?
No.
I think it's the intentions that count.
Yeah. Good on you, Katie. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.